Good morning and happy Harness Your Hump Day. I'm Tom Harness with Harness Digital Marketing. How is everybody today? I am getting ready for my very first cup of coffee. As many of you know, I need at least two big bottles to get me through the morning. So, gonna wait for just a couple of minutes, give everybody a chance to check in. Good morning, Susan. Hope you're doing really well this morning. We are going to discuss and talk about Facebook memories. Now, you might be thinking of that great TikTok song by Maroon 5. I'm not gonna sing, not gonna ruin your morning today. But memories are a very key part of any business or organization. One of the biggest memories that I can think of today is that 14 years ago, my daughter, Amelia Rose Harness, was born, and that's obviously a great memory, and those are ones that I love to see coming back through the timeline. And though I know you're going to say I look incredibly young to have a 14-year-old, yes, it is possible that I, Tom Harness, has a 14-year-old daughter, and yes, you should pray for me. We should pray for all dads and all parents with teenage daughters right now. But when you go back through that timeline and you're looking at your memories, one of the things I wanted to talk about today was, are you taking time to reflect on your personal brand, on your business or organization? Sometimes we get so caught up into the content that we forget. We forget to look at the sustenance of it and the reason we're doing it. I go. I go a million miles a minute every day. Every day. Many of you know that. COVID-19 has definitely slowed me down and I've been able to take more time to reflect, but it's definitely slowed me down as well. But I have been trying to take the opportunity to reflect. And what I got into with bad habits in the past was I would never take the opportunity to really see what I accomplished over a 30-day period. So what I started to do was I would go back at the end of the month or the first day or the last day of the month, and I would just kind of scroll through any of my social media feeds. Usually it was Facebook just because there's so much more going on. So I'd go back through and I realized something very quickly. Wow, I don't post everything that goes on in my life, but a lot of the networking events, a lot of the key things I would put back through there, I would see. And what I would do, or what I would notice, is that I really did accomplish a lot. And then you start to do that for the next month and the next month. And then every once in a while, I will go back and look at how the year is going. And I'm flabbergasted. I'm overwhelmed with what I'm tagged in, where I go, the impact that I have, how much that I spend with my family, how much I don't. You know, those are the things that you really start to reflect on, and it helps you guide your business, your content as you move forward. One of the things I wanted to talk about today was like three things that you should really be questioning yourself. The first one, I kind of already elaborated on. Go back through your personal business timeline and see what you did. What were you tagged in and how hard you worked? And if you are a person that just doesn't appreciate yourself enough, do this. And then as you go back and look, you should say, you know what? You did a damn good job. You should be proud of yourself. That's what I want you to do. I know we're in the middle of the month, but maybe just today, scroll back to all the way back to May 1st and just see what you accomplished, what you did. Number two, look at how much you shared, what kinds of content, and does it reflect who you are and your brand? So, again, I think we get so wrapped up in the content that we try to get it out, and we gotta sell, we gotta get this, and we gotta stay relevant, we gotta brand, we gotta just go. Yes, but do you have intent? Do you have a purpose with your content as it's going out? And you don't really see the big picture until you go back through, and that helps you reflect on how people are seeing you, how you are being perceived. So go back, up to May 1st, and see what's people's perceptions. If you saw yourself in the timeline, what would you think of yourself? You should be proud. You should be honored. You should be hopefully humbled too. But mostly, you should be, you should own the content that you put out, okay? Number three, how much do you highlight or showcase your team or employees? This one's a big one. This is the one that I always try to make sure that I capture on HDM and all the other pages. Good morning, Jeffrey. Miss you, buddy. I hope that you are enjoying being Forrest Gump across America. No, you're not running, but you are driving, and looks like you're having a wonderful time, my friend. But how much do you highlight or showcase your employees, your team? If you are all about your content, you, then you're missing the point. You, me, I can't run Harness Digital Marketing. You probably can't run your organization by yourself. And even for solopreneurs that are out there, you have a team. You have people that are supporting you, whether it's family, your children, parents, grandparents, they are your team too. So just because you don't necessarily have employees or team members doesn't mean that you don't have a team. So make sure you highlight them too. That's good content, and it helps reflect who you are. In the same line, kind of like a bonus, I would say make sure that your content highlights your personality, that it shows that you're fun. If you're boring, hey, go for it. Just own it. Own your personality. Try not to be someone that you're not. Now, I will let you in on a little secret. A lot of times when I go back, and if I'm having personal struggles, I will look that I've kind of over-tried to fake and make it. And what I mean by that is sometimes I'm the type of positive person that I want to believe that it can be better, so I make it better. So if your content seems forceful, and I've done this, and I'm guilty of this, people, I'm not proud of it by any means. If you're trying to make it better than what it seems, give yourself some credit and own it, and also be able to say, you know what, things aren't good. I don't necessarily need to put content out there to make it look like it's better so I can make it better. No, I mean, that's why we get some of the content that just doesn't connect with people, because they're trying to fake it and force it. So yes, I'm guilty as charged. I've done that. I'm trying to be better about that. Yes, I love my life. God is present in my life. He fights for me. On the same note, I can easily get sucked into, and it's nothing bad, but yes. So those are my tips on reflecting in Facebook memories. Good morning, Mr. Pershbacher, Joshua. I had the opportunity yesterday afternoon, to attend one of the Zoom conference calls that Josh puts on for veteran business owners. And this guy, let me tell you, you think I have a drive? This guy is really pushing the limits and the boundaries of getting veterans hired, creating opportunities, I should say, for veterans to get hired, and working with businesses to consider and look at veterans to hire. So good morning, Josh. You are the man, my friend. You did a great job on your Zoom, and you had some great people in there, so thank you. So Susan, Jeffrey, and Josh, thank you guys for tuning in today. I hope that you will share and reflect some of your Facebook memories and take time to slow down and reflect on those, and know that I think you are amazing people and an amazing person. So enjoy it and work hard. All right. As everybody knows, Harness Digital Marketing is a certified veteran-owned business. Very proud of that distinction, and we worked hard to make that happen. And then also this episode, as all the past ones this month, have been sponsored by Leaf Food Hub. If you are wanting local produce from local vendors, contact my good friend Liz Durance at leaffoodhub.com, 618-924-1290. She can get you on a schedule. There's a new pickup location, the Coin, at St. Nick's Brewery, so you can order online and pick up the fresh produce, and not only are you supporting local businesses, you're eating healthy. I don't know if you guys have noticed, I'm down 12 pounds, trying to get to my goal of 190. I've got 20 more pounds to go, so, you know, eating healthy is obviously part of that as well. Good morning, Diane. All right, we have a great group this morning. All right, if you have any questions about digital marketing, how Harness Digital Marketing can work for you, our team would love to talk to you and see how we can hashtag turn the light bulb on for your business or organization. Everybody, go out there, be the reason someone smiles today, and always, always know we are here to be a resource for your business or organization. Good luck, everybody.